It was always a fun gathering, but work could be done. It was a mix of important Washington sources who were congressional committee chairmen. Both parties would be represented. The administration would be represented. Supreme Court justices would come. And the Washington Press Corps would go. And we'd have a festive evening, a lot of kind of homegrown humor, not always bringing in an outsider. Very often they would get the very clever people who worked in Washington, and they would do routines of some kind. And it was at the end of the evening, I always thought, productive for both sides, for those who were public office holders or appointees of some kind in the press. We could get to know each other a little bit and talk about things in a more casual fashion. And then it began to evolve. It got larger. I remember in 74, 75, I think, it might have been 75, when the original cast of Saturday Night Live came down. And it was a big hit, with good reason. It was Chevy and John Belushi and Lorne Michaels brought him in, and it was appropriate. They were doing a lot of political stuff, and it kind of raised, if you will, the profile of the White House Correspondents' Center. Then somewhere along the line, it began to freewheel out of control. The correspondent who brought Fawn Hall really took it to a different level. Then it became more of a tabloid kind of dinner. And I watched, and I was not censorious in any way. I took Lee Iacocca one year, but I was kind of embarrassed by the end of the evening because it was sophomoric humor and a lot of people drinking way too much. And a lot of, can I have my picture taken with you? Can I get your autograph? Too cozy by half. So I just didn't go anymore. But I would watch on C-SPAN. And as I watched on C-SPAN, I would try to put myself kind of, if you will, in the person of an interested citizen in Kansas City or Little Rock or in Spokane, Washington, saying, that's the Washington Press Corps? I mean, there was more dignity at my daughter's junior prom than there is what I'm seeing on C-SPAN here. Then we got to that point where everyone had to bring in whatever Page Six celebrity happened to be around. And for me, the breaking point was Lindsay Lohan. She became a big star at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Give me a break.